Good morning. May peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
早安，愿平安归给所有的弟兄姐妹。
This morning, the topic for our learning is three kind of people with their banquet.
那我们今天所要学习的题目是宴席里的三种人。
Brother and sister, have you ever attended a banquet?
弟兄姐妹们，你们有没有参加过一个宴席？
I remember last year in Toronto, it was a very joyful year. In one year, we had three wedding banquets.
我记得去年在多伦多教会是非常喜乐的一年，因为在一年里面我们有三场婚礼。
And then when there's a wedding, people go there to have banquet to celebrate.
那当有婚礼的时候，我们同时会有宴席，让大家在那里一起庆祝。
Or sometimes it's a birthday banquet.
那有时候也有可能是一个生日的宴席。
If you go to a banquet, you'll be very happy.
如果当你去了一个宴席的时候，你会非常的快乐。
If you are invited to a banquet, that means you feeling you are quite special with the host.
当你被请去参加一个宴席的时候，你知道你跟这个请你的人关系很好。
Now, being a guest is rather easy.
当一个客人是非常简单的。
Because you just receive the invitation and you just go there.
因为你接受了邀请，你就可以去参加。
But sometimes when you plan a banquet or you become the host, you have more trouble.
可是当你是准备这个宴席的人，你常常会遇到许多困难。
It's a kind of thing, who should I invite?
因为我们要想说我要邀请谁。
If I invite him or her, will he or she come?
如果我邀请这个人的话，他会不会来呢？
And the biggest problem is, if you invite a lot of people, they promise to come, but if they didn't show up.
那最大的问题是，当你邀请了许多人，可是最后他们并没有来。
And that caused a big trouble for the host.
那这对这个准备的人是非常大的一个问题。
I remember there was a time in another place I attended a banquet.
我记得我在另外一个地方参加过一个宴席。
When we are about to eat,
当我们准备要吃饭的时候
，we see a few tables still empty.
我们看到有几张桌子还是空着的。
But the food have to be served, and the food is just put there.
但是那个食物还是必须要出来，所以。食物就放在那个桌子上。
Money has been paid,
因为已经付了钱。
So they cannot cancel it.
所以他们不能取消。
So you can imagine, if you promise to go to a banquet, but you never show up, how trouble you cause to the host.
那我们可以想想，当我们答应了一个人我们要去参加这个宴席，可是我们并没有去，那对这个邀请的人是非常大的一个问题。
So a banquet could be an occasion of joy.
所以这个宴席有可能是一个非常喜乐的时刻。
But in the banquet, also many things can happen.
可是在一个宴席当中，有许多事情有可能发生。
When Lord Jesus Christ was on earth, he made a parable about the banquet of the heavenly kingdom.
当主耶稣在这个世界上的时候，他用这个宴席这个来做了一个比喻。
And then in the banquet, there are three kind of people, three kind of responses that can have.
在这个比喻当中有三种人，然后这三种人给了三种不同的回应。
And because of the different behavior, there are three different results.
那因为他们有三种不同的回应，那同时有三种不同的结局。
And it's very interesting to learn who they are.
那我们可以来学习看看这些人到底是谁。
And then to ask ourselves what kind of people what we are.
然后我们也要问问自己我们是属于哪一种人。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 22.
我们来翻到马太福音。第二十二章
，verse one，
第一节。
Matthew chapter 22, verse 1 to 2。
马太福音二十二章第一到第二节。
Matthew chapter 22, verse 1 to 2。
马太福音二十二章第一到第二节。
Please read。
第一节，耶稣又用比喻对他们说：“天国好比一个王为他儿子摆设娶亲的宴席。”
Now here is a parable.
这里是一个比喻。
Jesus said.The kingdom of heaven is like a king having a banquet for his son for marriage.
耶稣说，这个天国好比一个王为他儿子摆设娶亲的宴席。
When Jesus spoke, he always liked to use parable.
耶稣在讲道的时候，他喜欢利用这个比喻。
Because it's rather easy to understand.
因为这是比较容易能明白的。
But he said the heavenly kingdom is like a king.
这里他说，天国好比一个王。
Who is that king?
这个王是谁呢？
If you know the Bible, you have been following what the Lord said.
如果我们有在读经，然后有来看耶稣所说的话。
The king is the Lord, the heavenly Father in heaven.
这位王就是我们天上的父，是主。
There's only one king in heaven.
在天国里只有一位王。
He's king of kings, Lord of lords.
他是王中之王。
He has a son.
他有一个儿子。
Who is this son?
这个儿子是谁？
This son could be Lord Jesus Christ.
这个儿子有可能可以是耶稣基督。
And then this son, Lord Jesus Christ, have to hold a marriage banquet.
这个王为他儿子耶稣基督摆设娶亲的宴席。
And whoever shall come,
那被招来的人
and shall be in this happy wedding banquet.
他们应该要来参加这个非常喜乐的宴席。
So today, salvation is just like a banquet of salvation.
那我们今天的救恩也如同一个宴席一般。
Jesus Christ is the bride, bridegroom.
耶稣基督是这个新郎。
We are the bride.
那我们就是那位新娘。
The church is the bride.
教会就是那位新娘。
So this is the wedding banquet going on.
所以这是一个娶亲的宴席。
But salvation never falls on anybody.
可是这个救恩不会是强迫给别人的。
Just like you will never be forced to go to a wedding banquet.
就像我们从来不会被强迫去参加一个娶亲的宴席。
People can give you an invitation card.
别人可以给你一张邀请函。
But you always have the choice to say whether I'll come or not.
可是你可以决定你到底愿不愿意参加。
Today is the same thing.
那今天也是一样。
Our Lord's salvation is very precious.
我们主给我们的救恩是非常珍贵的。
But he will never force you.
可是他绝对不会强迫我们。
If you don't want it,
如果我们不要。
If you don't want to be saved,
如果我们不想得救。
If you don't want life,
如果我们不想要生命。
That's totally fine.
那这样也没关系。
The law will never force you.
因为主不会强迫我们。
But if you promise, if you take the invitation,
但是如果我们答应了，我们接受了他的邀请。
Then you are supposed to come.
那我们应该要去参加。
Now, let's look at who is the first kind of people.
我们来看第一种人是哪一种人。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Let's read verse 3.
就打发仆人去请那些被招的人来赴席，他们却不肯来。
And verse 4.
第四节，王又打发别的仆人说，你们告诉那些被招的人，我的宴席已经准备好了，牛和肥畜已经宰了，各样都齐备，请你们来复习。
Verse 5.
第五节，那些人不理就走了，一个到自己的田里去，一个做买卖去。
Now that is the first group of people.
那这就是第一种人。
This group of people, we can say they are quite privileged.
那这种人我们可以说他们是受到优待的。
Because they are invited by the king.
因为他们是被这个王来请的。
Can you imagine if there's a king holding a banquet for his son?
如果我们可以想想有一个王他为他的儿子摆设这个娶亲的宴席。
Who will he invite?
他通常会邀请谁呢?
He will not invite the beggars on the street.
他不会来邀请这个路上的乞丐
and or just anybody walking on the street.
他不会随便邀请一个路人。
He must invite some of the people that he know.
他一定会邀请这些他认识的人。
And has a closer relationship.
他亲近的人。
Possibly some nobleman.
有可能是比较尊贵的人。
Or business person.
或者是一个生意人。
Or very highly educated people.
或者是一个很有学问的人。
Just can you imagine if today Stephen Harper, in the Prime Minister of Canada, hold a state banquet in Ottawa to receive some kind of let's say a president from China come to visit Canada.
那我们可以想想，如果今天是加拿大总理 Stephen Harper, 他有一个宴席，然后有一些很重要的人从中国来拜访。
And then he want to invite somebody.
然后他想要邀请一些人。
Who will he invite?
那他会邀请谁呢?
I'm sure he will not invite you and me, right? Because we are nobody.
我想他绝对不会邀请你或我，因为我们不是什么重要的人。
But if you are an MP, you are a member of parliament.
可是如果你是国会里的人。
Or you are a community leader.
或者是你是一个社区里面的领导者。
You are politicians.
或者你是一个政治家。
And then you probably got an invitation card.
也许你就会收到这个邀请函。
These people, they were invited by the king.
那这些人他们是被王所招来的。
They must have privilege. They have a good background.
所以他们一定是从一个很好的背景来的。
They are close to the king.
他们与王很亲近。
The king know them.
这个王也认识他们。
And they are called by the king to come. And they must have also promised to come.
那他们是被这个王所招来的人，所以他们也是有答应要去的。
But when the time is coming,
可是当这个时候来的时候
they don't show up.
他们并没有去。
And the king is kind of nervous. Now the food is ready. The table is ready. Where's my guest?
那这个王就有点着急，因为他的食物都准备好了。
So the king sent the first batch of worker of servant to call the please plead them. Now everything is ready.
所以王就打发别的仆人说，你去告诉那些被招的人，我的宴席已经准备好了。
But look at what's the first response.
可是我们看第一个回应是什么。
Verse 3 is that they don't want to come. They just don't want.
第三节说他们却不肯来。
Wow, this is a very bad response, right?
这是一个非常不好的回应。
You promise somebody will come, you're invited, you promise, but you just don't want to come, don't want to show up.
因为你是被邀请的，你也答应要去，可是最后你却不肯去。
This means you show totally disrespect to the host.
所以这就代表说你完全不尊重这个邀请的人。
Now the king do not give up.
这个王并没有。并没有
放弃。He sent another worker to go there.
他又打发别的仆人去。
Let's read verse 4.
我们来读第四节。
He sent another worker to go there. Ask them again. Everything is ready. Please come.
他又打发别的仆人说：“你们告诉那些被招的人，我的宴席已经准备好了。
”They just pay no attention.
那可是这些人却没有注意。
They just walk away.
他们就走了。
Now, brother and sister, we are not king, right? But at least I think in your house or somewhere, you try to host a party or get people come to your house for dinner.
那弟兄姐妹，也许我们不是一位王，可是当我们自己在家里准备了一个宴席。
It's not easy to host a dinner or party for your friends.
当我们要预备这个宴席的时候，是一件很不容易的事。
First, you have to clean your house.
第一，我们要先打扫家里。
And then you think about what am I bringing on the table tonight?
那我们要想想我们晚上要准备什么种食物。
And then you have to go shopping.
我们要去买菜。
And then you go preparing.
我们要开始准备。
And then setting up tables.
我们要把桌上都整理好。
You don't even have to mention you have to spend a lot of money.
那当然我们也要花很多钱。
And of course you think about after the dinner, what should they do for entertainment?
那最后我们也想说晚餐结束之后我们要做些什么种其他事。
So after all the preparation.
所以当他全部都准备好了。
Imagine yourself, you are that host.
那我们想想，如果我们自己是那一位邀请别人的人
，Your friend promised to come 6 o'clock.
我们的朋友答应我们六点钟要来。
6:30, nobody show up.
可是到六点半却还没有
人来。7 o'clock, nobody.
那到七点还是没有人来。
And you kind of nervous, right?
那我们就会非常着急。
Is it because of traffic jam or something or accident?
我们也许想，也许他们在路上有一些事故。
Maybe something bad happened to your friend.
也许有一些不好的事情发生在我们
朋友身上。And then you're so nervous, you call.
我们就很着急，说我们打电话。
You're so nervous. Oh, is there everything all right?
我们打电话很着急，问他们说事情一切都好吗
？And then the other side pick up the call.
另外一方接起了电话。
And then hello.
Hello.
And then you ask, hey, where are you now?
那我们就问说你现在在哪里
？You're nervous.
你很紧张。
And then the other side answer.
那另外一方回答。
Oh, I'm just relaxing at my house.
我现在正在家里休息。
I'm sleeping.
我现在在睡觉。
He said, "What? Don't you promise you come?"
我们就说，为什么你不是答应说要来吗
？If your friend said, "No, I just don't want to come. I don't feel like coming today."
那如果你朋友就说我今天不想要去
，I think immediately you get so angry.
我想马上你会非常生气。
You just say you may want to shout at your friend.
你也许可能想要骂他。
Why? What are you doing?
为什么
？It's total disrespect.
你这是不尊敬我的事。
If you don't come, you don't have to promise.
如果你不想来，你不要答应我。
But if you promise, you must show up.
但是如果你已经答应的话，你一定要来。
If you have situation, I can understand.
如果有特别的事情，我可以了解。
But if there's nothing,
可是如果没有
，Why do you put me into this kind of embarrassment?
为什么你要让我现在这种状况
？So the first group of people is they totally neglect the invitation or the grace of the king.
所以这种第一种人就是他们完全不理会这个。主的邀请或者他的恩惠
they totally despise him.
他们完全的鄙视他
they don't think it's worth wasting time spending time coming to the king's banquet.
他们觉得他们不需要就是不重要的一件事情来参加这一个宴席
maybe it's not because of the food.
也许并不是因为这个食物不好
but actually they have no respect for the king.
可是他们却没有尊重这个主
they don't think it's worth it.
他们不觉得这是一个有意义的事情。
Now today, think about us.
所以我们今天想想看自己。
Who is these people who are invited but not do not want to come?
这些被招来的可是却没有去参加这个宴席的人是谁
？Of course, according to the context, it can refer to the Jewish people.
那当然，如果我们看这个比喻，我们可以说这是在指着这些犹太人讲的。
The Lord, the God, has prepared salvation for the Jew.
因为主已经预备好这个救恩来给犹太人。
The Lord Jesus Christ will come to this world.
主耶稣基督来到这个世上。
And prepare a spiritual banquet.
然后他设了这个属灵的宴席。
Everybody who comes shall receive grace and be saved.
那去参加这个宴席的人都可以领受这个救恩，然后得救。
But the Jewish people they don't want to take it.
可是这些犹太人却不愿意接受。
They pay no attention.
他们不理会。
They don't want to listen.
他们不愿意听。
But it doesn't only limit to the Jewish people.
可是这不单单只是指着这些犹太人所讲。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews.
我们来翻开希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章。
Verse 1 to 3.
第一节到第三节。
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 to 3.
希伯来书第二章第一节到第三节。
Hebrews chapter 2, verse 1 to 3.
希伯来书第二章第一节到第三节。所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。那借着天使所传的话，既是确定的，凡干犯悖逆的，都受了该受的报应。
Verse 3.
第三节，我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？这救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了。
Here the author of Hebrews remind us we should pay special attention on the message that is spoken to us.
这里希伯来书的作者提醒我们说，我们当越发郑重所听见的道理。
It doesn't mean that you hear the word at the beginning, you always remember.
并不代表说我们一开始听了这些道理，我们会一直记着。
Sometimes human heart will change.
有时候人的心会改变。
Especially in this kind of terrain and trend of the world.
当我们受了这些世上的一些潮流。
Well, for example, in the church, we are okay, we are brother and sister.
也许在教会里面我们很好，我们是弟兄姐妹。
But when you go to work, you face different kind of people.
可是我们去工作的时候，我们会遇见不同的人。
When you are with friends with outside, you are a different culture.
当我们与世界成为朋友的时候，我们会接受不同的文化。
So this kind of trend of the world can wash us away.
是这些世上的潮流可能会把我们冲走。
Sometimes you believe, but after a while you don't believe.
有时候我们一开始是相信的，可是最后我们就没有信。
Especially you surround yourself with people who do not believe.
尤其是当我们常常围绕在那些不信的人当中。
But the Bible reminds us.
可是圣经提醒我们。
Verse 3, if you neglect this great and wonderful salvation,
圣经提醒我们，我们第三节，我们若忽略这么大的救恩，
How can you escape from sin and judgment?
我们怎能陶醉呢？
Now, brother and sister, you are already be invited to God's great salvation.
弟兄姐妹们，我们现在已经来接受了这个主的救恩。
Do you know how precious, how wonderful that is on your status?
我们是否知不知道我们所受的是多么宝贵的一件事？
But sometimes we don't remember this is so precious.
可是我们常常会忘记这是多么宝贵。
We'll easily push away the grace of God.
我们常常会把主的恩惠推走。
Now recently, you know, next week is a spiritual convocation is coming.
下礼拜我们有灵恩布道会。
And for me, my practice is before spiritual convocation, I'll try to call many brothers and sisters who has not been coming to church.
那我自己会做的就是在灵恩布道会之前会开始打电话给那些比较久没有来聚会的弟兄姐妹。
I want to remind them, you know, next week is spiritual convocation.
我想提醒他们说下礼拜就是灵恩布道会。
And next week, the Holy Communion.
下礼拜我们会有圣餐礼。
We have a special preacher from other country will come and deliver message.
那我们会有一个从另外国家来的圣职人员来传讲神的道理。
This is a great event.
所以这是一个很重要的一项圣功。
Now in the telephone, I try to be upbeat. I try to tell them, "Oh, this is a great event. Please try to prepare yourself to come."
那在电话里，我会试着听起来很期待，然后来提醒他们这是一件很重要的事情。
And of course, I get all kind of different answers.
那当然，我也接受了不同种的回答。
Sometimes some brothers say, "You know, I'm very busy recently."
那有些弟兄姐妹会说，最近我非常忙。
I don't think I have time.
我不觉得我有时间。
Or some say, "You know, I have to go back to China."
有些会说我必须要回国。
And sometimes some will say, "You know, my children have a lot of classes. I'm so busy on the weekend."
那有些人会说我的小孩他们参加许多活动，那我的周末都非常忙碌。
So I don't think I can make it.
所以我不觉得我可以去参加。
Let's look at one example.
我们来看看一个例子。
Luke chapter 14.
我们来看路加福音十四章。
Luke chapter 14.
路加福音十四章
verse 16,
第十六节。
Luke chapter 14 verse 16.
路加福音十四章十六节。
It's a similar parable, but a little more detail.
这是一个类似的比喻，但是它讲的比较详细。
14 verse 16.
十四章第十六节，耶稣对他说：“有一人摆设大宴席，请了许多客。 17节，到了坐席的时候，打发仆人去对所请的人说：“请来吧，样样都齐备了。”
18
节，众人异口同音的推辞，头一个说：“我买了一块地，必须去看看，请你准我辞了。”
19
节，又一个说：“我买了五对牛，要去试一试，请你准我辞了。” 20又有一个人，又有一个说：“我才娶了妻，所以不能去。”
You can see how united are the guests in rejecting or pushing away the invitation by the king.
这里我们看到说，这些众人都异口同音的推辞。
The king has invited them to the banquet.
这个人他来准备了这个宴席，还请了所有的客人。
But they declined. Even though they promised to come, they don't want to come.
可是他们异口同音的推辞，虽然他们有答应，可是最后他们都不愿意去。
Why they declined to come?
为什么他们都推辞了呢？
Because they don't think the king's appointment is very important.
因为他们不觉得这个宴席特别的重要。
For example, sometimes your friend invites you. Sometimes you make excuses. I'm busy.
比如说，我们有时候朋友会邀我们去一些地方，我们会说，我们会用一些
理
由来推辞。
But for something very important, will you make excuse?
可是，如果是非常重要的事情，我们会有任何的理由吗？
For example, you are dying. You are very sick, and you wait for see a specialist. You have to wait 6 months to see the specialist.
那譬如说，我们生了很重的病，那我们约好了六个月以后要去看一个医生。
Do you think you call the specialist say, "Oh, you know, I just don't feel like coming today"?
我们有可能会打电话给这个医生说，我今天不怎么想去吗
？No, you say I will wait for 6 months. I must keep this appointment no matter what.
我们一定会说，我等了六个月，我一定无论如何，我一定会去这个，
<But
S 1> 我一定会去看医生。
Look at these people.
可是我们看这些人
，They have appointment with the king.
他们有一个宴席，这个王为他们准备的宴席。
But what excuses they made?
可是我们看看他们的理由。
First excuse is he bought a land.
第一个人的理由就是他买了一块地。
I think this is a pretty poor excuse, right?
我觉得这是一个非常差劲的。
He bought a land. The land is always there.
因为这块地会一直在这里。
The land will not run away. The land have no legs, will not run away.
这块地没有脚，它不会跑走。
You go to see it today or go to see it tomorrow, it's the same.
我们如果今天去看或明天去看，它都是一样的。
The land represent your property.
这块地就代表了我们的
your investment,
我们所
your money,
我们的钱财。
Yes, it's very important.
当然这些也重要。
But those are not the most important things.
可是他们不是最重要的事。
If the king like you, the king bless you, you can have more land.
如果这位王喜欢你，他祝福了你，你会有更多的地。
But if you just think about your own land and neglect the king,
可是如果你只光光想你自己的地，而你忘记了这个主，
you're missing out even more.
那你就会损失更多。
The second excuse.
那第二个理由。
Because I've just bought 5 pairs of oxen.
这个人说我买了五对牛。
And that's why I cannot come today.
所以我今天不能去。
No, this is a pretty poor excuse too.
这是也是一个非常差劲的理由。
You don't have, you've bought the car, you bought the oxen, you must have tried it yesterday, or when you bought it, you must have tried it.
那他买了这五对牛，他说想要试一试，可是他可以另外的时间去试。
The work can always wait.
那这些事情都是可以等的。
For example, the oxen represent our career.
譬如说，这牛就代表了我们的职业。
I know in Toronto, everybody say he is busy.
那在多伦多，很多人都说他们很忙。
Student is always busy with the studies.
学生因为学业的关系很忙。
And people, adults, busy with work.
那成人因为工作的关系也是很忙。
Parents always busy with children.
那家长是因为孩子的关系，所以很忙碌。
Yes, our career sometimes very busy.
那也许我们的工作有时候真的是非常的忙。
But you have to make your priority.
可是我们必须要有一个优先顺序。
The ox is always there; it can wait.
因为这些牛会一直在这里，所以你可以等的。
But your appointment with the king cannot wait.
但是这个王的宴席是不能等的。
And then the third excuse.
那第三个理由。
Verse 20.
二十节。
I've just married a wife so that I cannot go.
他说我才娶了妻，所以不能去。
That is even worse excuse.
这是一个更不好的理由。
You marry a wife, you can bring your wife to go together.
那你娶了妻，其实你可以带你自己的妻子来。
So marry a wife means family.
所以这个娶了妻是代表了我们的家庭。
Some people say my family is so busy.
有些人说我们的家庭，我在家里很忙。
Taking care of the kids.
我需要照顾小孩。
I cannot come to church.
我不能来教会。
I have no time to think about salvation.
我没有时间来思考救恩的问题。
But if you step back and think one more time.
可是如果我们退一步，然后来想一想。
Who give you wealth?
是谁给我们财富？
Who give you property?
是谁给我们我们的地？
Who give you family?
是谁赐给我们家庭？
Actually, it's God.
都是从主来的。
Without Him, we will have nothing.
如果我们没有他，我们什么都没有。
So if you forget about Him,
所以如果我们忘记了他
，forget about His appointment,
如果我们忘记了他的宴席
，we will miss a lot of blessing.
我们就会失去了许多得祝福的机会。
So brother and sister, what is most important thing in your life?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在生命里什么是最重要的呢
？Hope that you can cancel other appointment, but you never cancel your appointment with God.
我希望说你可以取消你其他的一些事情，但是你。绝对不要取消这个主。
You can always say no to people in this world. They can always wait.
你可以去拒绝这世界上人对你的邀请，让他们可以等。
When God say, "I want to save you, I want to love you, I want to give you grace," I hope that you will never say no to Him.
可是当主想要救你，想要赐恩给你的时候，我希望你不要拒绝他。
Because if you say no to Him, you will be the one who losing out.
因为如果你拒绝了他，那你就是损失最大的人。
Let's turn back to Matthew chapter 22.
我们来翻回来马太福音二十二章。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Chapter 22, verse 6.
二十二章第六节。
Chapter 22, verse 6.
二十二章第六节，其余的拿住仆人，凌辱他们，把他们杀了。
7.
第七节，王就大怒，发兵除灭那些凶手，烧毁他们的城。
8.
第八节，于是对仆人说，喜宴已经齐备，只是所招的人不配。
Now, there's a second kind of people. They have a very drastic, very unreasonable behavior.
那这第二种人，他们的回应是非常不合理的。
Remember the first group of people we talked?
那第一种人我们刚刚提过。
They didn't want to come. They disrespect the king. They just walk away.
他们不想来，所以他们并不尊重这个王，而且他们就不理会他。
But the second group of people, they are very drastic.
可是这第二种人，他们是非常做非常严重的事。
They are angry with the king's servant.
他们对这个主的仆人生气。
You know, they may think that this servant is very nagging, always telling me, rebuking me, or reminding me I must come.
他们觉得这仆人很烦，他们一直来邀请他们，一直来烦他们。
And they grab the worker, grab the servant, beat them up, shame them.
所以他们拿住仆人，凌辱他们。
Even kill them.
然后把他们杀了。
And then,
然后
that really angry the kings.
王就大怒。
The king said, "Why you? If you don't want to come, you just don't come."
王就觉得说，你们若不想来，就不要来。
Why do you have to kill my servant?
为什么要杀了我的仆人呢？
And the king was very angry.
王就非常的生气。
Send an army and destroy him.
他就发兵除灭那些凶手。
And the verse 8 said, the king said, to the servant, the feast is ready, but those who are called are not worthy.
于是王就对仆人说，喜宴已经齐备，只是所招的人不配。
Who is this talking about?
这是指着谁说的
？Once again, it's talking. First, it's talking about the Jewish people.
那第一，这就是指着那些犹太人所说的。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 23.
我们来翻开马太福音二十三章
，verse 37.
第三十七节。
Matthew 23, verse 37.
马太福音二十三章三十七节。
Matthew 23:37.
马太福音二十三章三十七节。耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊，你常杀害先知，又用石头打死那奉差遣到你这里来的人。我多次愿意聚集你的儿女，好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀底下，只是你们不愿意。
38节，
看啊，你们的家成为荒场，留给你们。39节，我告诉你们，从今以后你们不得再见我。只等到你们说奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
Here Jesus mourned or very sad for Jerusalem.
这里主他给耶路撒冷一个警告。
So, Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
说耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷。
Now I don't know what are you thinking when you think about Jerusalem.
我不知道大家想到耶路撒冷会想到什么。
Maybe you've seen the pictures.
也许你看过他的照片。
Maybe you visited the place.
也许你去过这个地方。
Maybe you think about Jerusalem on earth today is a holy city.
也许你认为今天耶路撒冷在这个世界上这个城是一座圣城。
Because in Jerusalem once the temple, the Solomon temple was stood there.
因为在耶路撒冷里面，这个所罗门所建的圣殿曾经站在那边。
But now it's no more there.
可是现在他已经不在了。
The city of Jerusalem was once the city of the kings.
那耶路撒冷曾经是这些王的城。
It's called the holy city.
他称为圣城。
But in Jesus' eyes, Jerusalem is not holy anymore.
可是在耶稣的眼里，耶路撒冷已经不是圣洁了。
Why?
为什么？
Because for the past few hundreds of years,
因为在过去几百年里面，
Jerusalem has been killing, persecuting prophets, workers, and stoning them to death.
他们常杀害这些先知，用石头打死他们。
They do not respect the work of God.
他们并不尊重主的工作。
They don't want to believe, but also they want to kill the messenger.
他们不愿意相信，而且同时他们常常杀害那些先知。
So that's why God's anger is upon them.
所以神的怒气就在他们身上。
So that's why Jerusalem was destroyed before.
所以耶路撒冷曾经被消灭过。
And even today, the physical Jerusalem is not holy anymore.
那直到今天这世上的这个耶路撒冷城已经不圣洁了。
So what does it tell us?
这告诉我们什么？
The second group of people, they don't want to listen to God, but also they don't like the worker, they want to attack them.
那第二种人就是他们不只是不尊重神，他们也不接受，不喜爱那些主的工人。
They have so much pride.
他们有很大的骄傲。
They don't want to listen to people.
他们不愿意听从别人。
If you tell them you're wrong, you have got to change, they hate you.
如果你告诉他们他们是错误的，他们需要改变，他们就会恨你。
Now think about this, brother and sister.
那我们自己也想一想。
Well, we know we have pride.
我们都知道我们自己都有骄傲。
Nobody would like others to tell you in the face that you are wrong, you have to change.
那没有人喜欢别人来告诉自己说你错了。
But at the same time, we know we are imperfect.
可是同时我们也知道我们是不完全的。
If sometimes God sends someone to tell you,
如果在某一个时候，神他差遣了一个人来告诉你
，that you have to change，
告诉你说你需要改变。
What will be your reaction？
那你的反应会是什么呢
？There will be a few kind of reaction。
会有不同种的反应。
The first kind of reaction is totally neglect。
第一种反应就是他会不理你。
I don't think what you're talking about。
他不认为你说的是正确的。
No, I have no problem。
他觉得他没有问题。
Maybe you have problem。
他会说，也许你有问题。
That's the first kind of response。
那这是第一种回应。
The second response could be。
那第二种回应有可能是。
They know they have problem。
他们知道他们自己有错的地方。
But they don't want to change。
可是他们不愿意改变。
But they hate the one who speak to them。
而且他们讨厌那些告诉他们的人。
From that day on, you are not his friend。
那从那天开始，也许你就不是他的朋友。
He want to stone them。
那他想要。
Not physically。
他会想要用石头打你
but not physically
但是不是真正的打你、
you know sometimes nowadays people are on Facebook so much right
现在大家常常都会使用脸书
Facebook people always exchange messages
那在上面大家常常会分享不同的一些信息
of course when people post something when people share some picture or share an article if you press likeIf you are the first one to press like, oh, and your friend at the other side will like you, ah.
那当你分享了一张照片或者是一个文章，如果你有朋友，他按赞的话，那就代表他是你的朋友。
Oh, and then people also like you so much.
那个人也许就会很喜欢你。
But can you imagine if somebody posts something not so appropriate?
可是如果有一个人分享了一个不太好的东西
，maybe a picture.
也许是一张照片
，maybe a video.
也许是一个影像
，maybe some comment.
也许是只是一个
一些意见。Now, if you are his friend,
那当你是他的朋友的时候
，you are struggling. Should I tell him?
那你会挣扎，想说我该不该告诉他呢
？I have a few occasions.
我有遇过这种经历。
Sometimes we tell them what is right.
有时候会告诉他们说什么是正确的。
Or I tell them what you do is wrong.
或者我会告诉他们他做的什么是错的。
Do you know what happened?
那大家可以猜会发生什么事
？Sometimes immediately they block you, they unfriend you.
有些人他就不愿意做你的朋友。
Very, very clearly.
这是非常非常
很清楚的。
很清楚的。
You tell them what is wrong, they unfriend you.
那当你告诉他们他们做错了，他们就不愿意再做你的朋友。
Of course, not a lot of times happen, but sometimes it happens.
当然不是总是会发生，可是有时候这些会发生。
In another church.
在另外一间教会。
There was one time there was a preacher preaching the word of God on the Sabbath.
在一个安息日有一位传道在传讲福音。
And after preaching.
那当他讲道完之后。
After he came down.
当他走下去的时候
，There was an old, very experienced, old, long-time member in the church come to him right away.
那就有一个信主很久的信徒来找他。
And then his face doesn't look good.
那他脸色看起来不太好。
And the preacher asked him, "Oh, old brother, what can I help you?"
那这传道就问他说，弟兄，我可以怎么帮你？
Wow, the brother is very angry.
那这弟兄就很生气。
Speaking quite loud.
他讲得很大声。
He said, "Preacher."
他说，传道。
Why do you speak about me on the pulpit?
为什么你在台上要讲我的事呢？
Why do you speak against me?
为什么你要对我讲这些话呢？
针对我。
针对我讲这些话。
The preacher said, "What? What are you talking about?"
那这传道就说，我不知道你在讲什么。
Why do you say I speak against you?
为什么你说我针对
你讲这些话？What is your
problem? 你的问题是什么呢？
So you speak against me.
他说你针对我讲的这个道理。
The preacher said, "I don't have time to speak against you."
那就传道就说我没有时间来针对你来讲。
I don't know your problem.
我也不知道你的问题在哪里。
In the chapel, there are 200 people down sitting there.
那在会堂里面有200位信徒坐在下面。
I'm not speaking individual problem.
那我不是在针对某一个问题来讲。
If I speak individual problem, I'll be too tired. I have no time.
那如果我针对每一个问题来讲，那我就会很要花很多时间。
The preacher warned him.
那这个传道就警告他。
I am the worker of God.
他说我是神的工人。
I speak the word of God.
那我是讲神的道理。
The Bible said you have ears, you should hear.
那圣经也告诉我们说有耳的当听。
If you don't want to hear, that is fine. Nobody talk about you.
如果你不愿意听，不愿意接受的话，那其实没有关系，因为没有人是针对你讲什么。
The brother was rebuked and feel ashamed.
那这位弟兄被责备之后，他就觉得很。惭愧、
yes, I should not shout to you. I should not be angry with you.
这弟兄就说，对了，我错了，因为我不应该要这样大声的责骂你。
Yeah, sometimes we say we are angry with the messenger.
那有时候我们对这个传讲福音的人会很生气。
Or maybe somebody remind you it's your children.
那也许有人会提醒我们是我们的孩子。
Maybe somebody you don't is not as a very high status.
也许一个地位不是很高的人来提醒我们。
Or maybe your friend.
也许是我们的朋友。
If somebody reminds you, you should not hate him.
如果有人来提醒我们，我们不应该要恨恶他们。
You should love him.
我们应该要爱他们。
Oh, yeah, somebody remind me.
我们要说，有人来提醒我了。
Maybe that is true. I should re-examine myself.
也许我应该要来自我检讨。
So this second group of people, they stoned the prophet.
所以这第二种人，他们就拿石头打了这些先知。
But even you kill the prophet, this is no solving of your own problem.
可是就算他们杀了这些先知，他们也没有解决任何问题。
Even you silence their voice, but your problem is still with you.
就算你止住他们的口，你自己的问题还是没有被解决。
You still have to face God one day.
那有一天你还是要面对见神。
Brother and sister, one more time.
弟兄姐妹最后一次。
Every one of us will face God one day.
我们在某一天我们都会面对面见到神。
Nobody can represent you.
然后没有人能够代表我们。
The worker of God can only remind you.
那神的工人只能来提醒我们。
If you don't want to change,
可是如果我们不愿意改变，
this is your problem.
那这就是我们自己的问题。
Not others' problem.
不是别人的问题。
The third group of people.
第三种的人。
Matthew.
我们翻回来马太福音。
Chapter 22.
第二十二章。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Verse 9.
第九节。
Matthew chapter 22 verse 9.
马太福音二十二章第九节，所以你们要往岔路口上去，凡遇见的都招来复习。第十节，那些仆人就出去到了大路上，凡遇见的不论善恶都招聚了来，宴席上就坐满了客。十一节，王进来观看宾客，见那里。有一个没有穿礼服的，十二节就对他说：“朋友，你到这里来，怎么不穿礼服呢？”那人无言可答。十三节，于是王对使唤的人说：“捆起他的手脚来，把他丢在外边的黑暗里，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。”十四节，因为被招的人多，选上的人少。
Now, here is a third group of people involving in this banquet.
那这是第三种在这个宴席里面被招的人。
Sometimes I look at these stories, it's really interesting, really dynamic, right? Every twist and turn, something new happened.
我每次读到这个比喻的时候，我都觉得非常精彩。
Now, the king decided, I have to fill all the space in this banquet hall.
这时候王决定了他要让他的宴席上坐满了客人。
So tell his servant, just go out to get everybody on the street, no matter who they are, just get them in.
所以他对他的仆人说宴席已经准备好了，所以你要去路上凡遇见的都招来复席。
No matter who they are.
无论他们是谁。
Even though they are very humble background.
就算他们是背景非常低微的
even though they are sinners
就算他们是罪人
they are not noble
就算他们不是很尊贵的人
even though they are poor
就算他们是很贫穷的人
they can come
他们都可以来
they are not originally invited
他们一开始并没有被邀请
but because of the original group didn't come so the king gave them chance to replace
可是因为一开始被招的人不愿意来所以主就给他们这个机会
Who is this group of people?
那这一种人是谁呢
That could be referred to the Gentiles believers
那这种人就可以指着那些外邦的信徒所说
We know salvation was given to the Jew first
我们知道救恩一开始是给了犹太人
But they rejected
可是他们拒绝了
So salvation turned God gives salvation to the Gentiles
所以神就转来把救恩赐给那些外邦人
Even though Gentiles do not know God before
虽然外邦人一开始并不认识主
They are not good they are sinners
他们也是罪人
ButThe king gave them chance.
可是这个王却给他们了一个机会。
All the people he called in, come in.
所以他们招的人都来了。
And they fill the room now.
那他们这个宴席上就坐满了客人。
But now there's one problem.
可是这里又有一个问题。
Among all these special guests, the king looked. There's one who did not wear the proper clothing, proper attire for the banquet.
那这个王就进来看看他的客人，见那里有一个没有穿礼服的。
And the king suddenly got very angry.
这王就非常生气。
And asked him, "Why you come here? You don't wear proper attire."
就对他说，朋友，你到这里来怎么不穿礼服呢
？And that person has nothing to say.
那个人无言可答。
Because he was given time.
因为他中间有时间。
He was given things to prepare.
他在中间他是可以预备自己的。
But he just didn't want to wear.
可是他却没有穿这个礼服来。
No, our clothing represent how well we prepare something, right?
那有时候我们所穿的衣服可以代表我们对这件事情看得多重要。
If you go to school, the expectation of how our students should dress.
那我们去上学的时候，有对学生们要求所要穿的衣服。
If you go to work, your boss expect you to dress according to your work status.
那我们去上班的时候，我们的老板也会他会看我们。穿的衣服有没有适合
？For example, you cannot wear pajama to see a customer, right?
那当然，我们知道我们不能穿睡衣去见客人。
You have to be professional.
我们要很看起来很专业。
And sometimes you go to banquet.
那有时候我们去参加宴席。
You are expected to dress up for the banquet.
那我们应该要穿礼服。
Even you like it or not.
无论我们喜欢或不喜欢。
You know, some people don't like to dress up. I know.
那有些人他们不喜欢穿礼服。
But if you're invited to a banquet,
可是当你被邀请去参加一个宴席
you are supposed to have the respect for the host.
你应该要来尊重这个邀请你来的人。
You should wear proper dressing attire.
应该要穿适合的服装去。
For example, you're a gentleman, you put on shirt, you put on tie, you put on jacket. This is a basic requirement.
那如果你是一位男士，你就会打个领带，穿西装。
Sometimes I go to the wedding banquet.
那有时候我去参加。这个婚礼的宴席
In other places.
在别的地方
Sometimes I saw some I observe is very interesting
那我有观察到一些非常有趣的事
Some people wear jeans to go to a wedding banquet
有些人会穿牛仔裤去参加
Some people just put on a t-shirt to go to a wedding banquet
有些人会穿一件 t-shirt 去参加
I was thinking
那我会想
What are they thinking in their mind?
他们头脑里是想什么呢
Why they will dress casual to go to a banquet?
为什么他们会穿这么随便去参加一个宴席
I don't think they are so poor. They don't have money to buy a proper cloth.
我不觉得他们是因为没有钱所以不能买这些衣服
Because nowadays everybody have something, right?
因为今天其实大家都会有一些适合的衣服
But why would somebody dress casual to go to a banquet?
可是为什么有些人会穿很随便的去参加这些宴席呢
This is an interesting question.
这是一个很有趣的问题
Maybe they think that it's just a banquet.
有些他们想说，这只是一个宴席。
Just a dinner.
这只是一个晚餐。
I want to be myself.
我想要做我自己。
I want to relax.
我想要放轻松。
I don't want to be constrained by all this clothing.
我不想要被我的衣服来
捆绑住。
来捆绑住。
Maybe I think it doesn't worth my time to put on these things.
或他们觉得说我不想要花时间来打扮自己。
But no matter what is your reason.
可是无论我们的理由是什么
，The host see a person walking in casual dress.
当一个主人看见他所要的客人穿得很随便来参加
，The host will not feel happy.
这个主人不会觉得很高兴。
Maybe he will not talk to you in your face. He don't want to shame you.
也许他不会面对面来指责你。
But he will say, "Everybody dress up. Why you dress like this in his heart?"
可是在他心里，他会想说，每一个人都穿打扮好，需要我不是那么重要，来让你多花些时间来打扮自己。
Or is it only person in this banquet doesn't have to dress up?
或者你觉得你自己很特别，所以你不需要 来打扮自己。
Now, in this king has the exact same question in his heart.
那这个王在他心里他有同样的问题。
And he is very upset.
那他是非常生气。
This is a banquet hall.
对，其实你什么人都不是，可是我最后还是邀请了你。
But at least you have to put on your best when you come to see me.
可是至少你来见我的时候，你应该要穿你最好的衣服
来。But you don't even bother to do this.
可是你却连这个都做不到。
That means you totally don't respect me.
这代表说你完完全全的不尊重我。
You don't respect this occasion.
你完完全不尊重这个场合。
And because you don't respect this occasion,
因为你不尊重这个场合。
You don't respect me.
你不尊重我。
You don't respect my grace to you.
你不尊重我给你的恩典。
And you don't belong here.
那你就不配来进来参加。
Therefore, verse 13.
所以在十三节。
The king was very stern, very, very stern.
这王是很严厉的说。
He told the worker.
他使唤人来。
Bind him up.
说捆起他的手脚
Bring him outside.
把他丢在外边
He belongs outside.
他是属于 外面的
There will be gnashing and crying of the teeth.
他必在那里要哀哭切齿了
Brother and sister, what does this tell us here?
弟兄姐妹这里教导我们什么
It's not talking about physically what we wear today.
这不是说我们在我们外表上面我们打扮的怎么样
It tells about one more thing more important.
这是在讲更重要的事情
What we wear spiritually.
是我们在属灵上我们穿着的什么
Let's turn to Ephesians.
我们来翻开以弗所书
Ephesians chapter 4
以弗所书第四章
Ephesians chapter 4
以弗所书第四章
Verse 24
第二十四节
Let's read chapter 4 verse 23
我们来读以弗所书第四章第二十三节。
Chapter 4 verse 23 to 24
以弗所书第四章第二十三到二十四节又要将你们的心智改换一新并且穿上新人这新人是照着神的形象造的有真理的仁义和圣洁
Here Paul in the book of Ephesians tell us
这里保罗在以弗所书里面告诉我们
After you receive the grace
当我们接受了这救恩
After you are chosen in the church
当我们被拣选到了教会
Which is the body of Christ
这教会就是神的身体
There's only one thing the law requires of you
在这里主只有要求我们要做一件事情
You have to change your mindset
我们要将我们的心智改换一新。
If you want to believe in Jesus, you should not keep your old mindset before.
当我们决定要来相信耶稣的时候，我们不要来坚持自己以前的心智。
You should remove your old mindset and let the Lord's teaching be your mindset.
我们要把自己的心智改换一新，然后要照着神的旨意去行。
And then you put on a new person.
我们要穿上新人。
That new person is according to God's image.
这个新人是照着神的形象造的
Have the truth,
有真理
Have the holiness.
有圣洁
When you come to the king, you should put on this new cloth.
当我们来到神王的面前的时候我们要穿上这一件新衣
Now, brother and sister, how long have we been baptized or be a believers already?
弟兄姐妹我们来信主多久了
Sometimes it is the hardest for us to preach to our family.
有些时候对我们来讲要传给自己家里面的人是最困难的
Sometimes you preach to your workers or co-worker or people on the street it's not that hard
有时候我们要传给自己的同事或者是路上的人并不是那么困难
Because they don't know you
因为他们不认识我们
If you speak well they think you're a very good person
如果你说得好他们也会觉得你是非常好的人
But your families know you very well
可是你自己家里面的人最懂你
Why is so hard to preach your family
所以为什么我们要传给自己家里面的人是这么困难呢
Because they know you so well.
因为他们最认识我们
They say, what are you talking about?
他们会说你在说什么呢
You say Jesus is so good
你说耶稣是良善的
Why you behave so bad?
可是为什么你自己却生活这么不好
You say, oh, Jesus has grace and peace
你说耶稣他有恩典还有平安
But while you're alive every day you complain
可是为什么在日常生活中你常常是在是在抱怨。
You say believe in Jesus, you have joy.
你说相信耶稣会有喜乐。
But why every day I look at you, your face is like bitter melon?
可是为什么我每天看你都是苦瓜脸
？Why you always say negative things?
为什么你常常都说很负面的事情
？Why?
为什么
？We go to the banquet, but we don't put on a new self.
就是我们去了这宴席，可是我们并没有穿上新人。
Even though how many years we are in Christ, but we are still wearing our old clothes.
虽然我们在基督里已经信了这么多年，可是我们还是穿着旧的衣服。
So if you want to be chosen,
所以如果我们想要被选上
，Not only you're in this banquet.
不单单只是我们参加了这个婚宴。
We have to prepare our clothes.
我们要准备自己的衣服
That is very important.
这是非常重要的
Put on Christ.
要穿上基督
And the king will not cast us out.
那这样这个王就不会把我们丢在外面
So three kind of people.
所以有三种人
Who are you?
我们是哪一种呢
Are you the one you just neglect and walk away?
我们是不是那个不理这个王的人
I don't want to listen.
不想要听
Or are you the one who hate the one who speak to you?
或者你是那一种恨恶那些来提醒你的人
Or are you the one who come in but don't respect the occasion don't put on a new dress
还是我们是第三种来到这个宴席可是并不穿上礼服的人
These three group are no good
这三种人一点都不好
The king doesn't like them
那是这个王也不喜悦他们
But the fourth one are good
可是第四种人是好的
Those are not recorded here
那这些并没有记载在这里。
Is the one who are quietly already sitting in the banquet.
那些是那些已经安静准备好坐在这个宴席上的人。
They dress up.
他们穿了礼服。
They come on time.
他们准时来。
They expected to see the king.
那他们预备好自己来见这位王。
And the king will certainly bless them.
那这王一定会祝福他们。
May the Lord bless us.
那愿主祝福我们。
Sing hymn 421.
我们来唱诗421首。
Please be seated.
大家请坐。
This hymn tells us, "Come to the feast."
这首诗告诉我们要来参加这个宴席。
Everything is ready.
因为所有东西都准备好了。
But the question is, are you ready?
可是问题是我们有没有准备好呢
？Jesus is ready.
耶稣已经准备好了。
But are you ready?
可是我们准备好了吗
？Are you ready for His salvation?
我们准备好要来领受他的救恩吗
？We have two very big spiritual feasts coming in this month and next month.
那在这个月还有下个月，我们有两场非常大属灵的宴席。
The first one is next week, the spiritual convocation.
那第一个就是下礼拜我们有灵恩布道会。
This is a big event.
这是一个很大的一个。
Are you ready?
我们预备好了吗
？Do you reserve your time already?
我们有没有已经把自己时间安排好
？From Wednesday night till Friday night.
从礼拜三到礼拜五晚上。
7:30。
七点半开始
Evangelical service.
我们有布道会
Hope that not only you come, but you also try to bring friends to come.
那我希望不单单只是你自己来，你也可以带你的朋友来
Sabbath day and Sunday, spiritual convocation.
那在安息日跟礼拜天，我们有灵恩会
Have you reserved your time to come?
我们有没有把自己的时间安排好来呢
To receive this spiritual banquet.
我们有没有准备好来参加这个属灵的宴席
Sunday is we have a water baptism.
那礼拜天我们也有施礼。
Are you ready for water baptism?
我们有没有准备好这个洗礼的事
？You have this chance, but you may not have it again.
我们现在有这个机会，可是我们以后不一定会有同样的机会。
Now the king opened the door to invite you.
现在这个王已经把门打开，邀请了你。
If you push him away,
如果你把他推开
，you may not know whether you have another chance.
你也许你不知道你有没有下一个机会。
So.The king is ready.
所以王已经准备好了。
Are you ready?
你准备好了吗？
所以 to pray for the spiritual convocation.
所以我们要为这个灵恩布道会来祷告。
Secondly, pray for the NATS in October.
那第二，我们也要来为这成人神训班在十月来祷告。
This is also a spiritual feast.
这也是一个属灵的宴席。
Are you ready to come to learn more God's word?
你已经预备好自己来学习。神的道理吗
To draw closer to God.
来亲更亲近神
you can sign up full time if you can take a few days off.
如果你可以请假几天，你可以也可以来来报名参加。
In Canada, we all have holidays, right?
那在加拿大，我们都能够请假。
You have so much holidays.
都有休假的机会。
At least you have 2 weeks. Some of you have 3 weeks, even 4 weeks.
那有一些人，我们有两个礼拜的假，三个礼拜或四个礼拜。
Can you spare 5 days for Jesus?
我们能不能给神就有5天的时间来
？You don't have to spend $600 to fly to Vancouver this time.
这次我们不需要花600多块钱。
It's here, right here.
这是在这里。
You drive half an hour, you are here.
你开车半个钟头就可以来到这里。
Will you spare 5 days for Jesus?
你可不可以为神来献上这个5天呢
？You have 2 weeks. You have 3 weeks. God bless you with a job.
神赐恩给你，给你一个工作，那你有两个礼拜或三个礼拜的假期。
You can go places to play to have fun, but this time only every 2 years is here.
那这一项活动每2年才会在这里举办一次。
Have you signed up already?
我们有没有报名了呢
？Sometimes I look at the church when we have picnics, right? People sign up so fast.
那有时候我看教会如果有
旅行
的活动的话，那大家
my name, put my name there.
大家很快的就会
my family, five of them, five.
他就说我家里5个人，赶快报名参加。
See NATS. Sometimes I look at the page, only like so few people.
那我看成人神训班的那个网站很少人参报名。
People say I'm busy. I have 2 cows.
因为
I have 2 cows. 我两对牛。
我很忙碌，因为我有两对牛。
I just married last year.
我去年刚结婚。
I'm so busy. I cannot come.
那我很忙碌，所以我不能来。
Is it you?
这是你吗
？Jesus said I make a banquet.But nobody pay attention.
耶稣说，我准备好了这个宴席，可是没有人来参加。
Are you that kind of
guest? 我们是不是那一种人呢
？So Jesus is waiting for you.
所以耶稣在等待我们。
NATS waiting for you to sign up.
那成人神训班也是等着你来报名参加。
If you cannot come full time, try to come part time.
如果你不能你不能
全时间来的
话，你也可以抽出。
But at least you have 3 weeks of holiday.
但是
Don't forget,
你不要忘记说你有3个礼拜的假期。
It's just about whether you think it is important.
那这只是在于我们是否有没有把这件看是一个很重要的工作。
Let's all pray together.
我们一起跪下祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus. Thank you.